Welcome to Reigniting You, the show that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making successful mid to late career transitions with a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment for the next phase of your career and life, regardless of your age. Now, here's your host, Lisa Downs.
Welcome to Reigniting You, where we talk all things career transition for those age 40 plus. I'm Lisa Downs, Seattle-based career and retirement transition coach. Happy to be here with you today. And our producer, Eric. Hey, Eric, how's it going today?
Good afternoon, Lisa. Doing great.
Good. This fine drizzly afternoon, our typical Northwest spring weather that we're used to.
We're getting all the spring weather, which is all right.
That's all right.
As long as we get some sunshine in there.
That's right. Yeah, a little bit. That's good. That's all we need. Well, my guest today is executive coach and speaker Chris King, who's here to help me answer our career transition question of the month for April. And I'll introduce Chris right after this quick break. Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, career and retirement transition coach and host of Reigniting You on KKNW. I guide age 40-plus professionals to gain clarity, a renewed sense of purpose, and a career transition plan within 90 days so you can lead a fulfilling life regardless of your age. No longer does change have to mean riding off into the proverbial sunset. Let's talk about what your next phase of life can look like. Visit yournewaspect.com or call me at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching, fresh perspectives for your career.
What's your story? Have you ever sat with that question and looked to your heart for the answer? It's time to explore the real you. Tune in Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the brand new show, Story You, with Coach Debbie. Debbie and her guests have a mission to inspire and coach you to find your voice. If you need direction, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. If you want to be an author, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. Tune in Thursdays at 4 p.m. and be inspired.
Bored with the other stations, hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that discusses all aspects of making mid to late career transitions. A reminder that if you would like to get in touch with me, you can visit yournewaspect.com. You can sign up for my weekly career tips there, as well as check out my career transition readiness quiz that's free for you to take. So just visit yournewaspect.com if you'd like to get in touch. I'm excited to introduce today's guest, Chris King. Peak performance executive coach and speaker Chris M. King sets the conditions for flow, also known as the zone. He facilitates the journeys that lead to the discoveries that create sustainable advancements for organizations and individuals to quickly achieve the impossible. Chris has particular expertise with professional women and women-led teams, ensuring they are running their businesses and lives instead of their businesses and lives running them. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
You bet. And so I always like to start with guests finding out more about you and your career path, your journey. So what's your story in terms of what's led you to your current work?
That's a great question, because my story is one of disruption and reinvention, and then again and again and again. I came up in technology. I was a marketing guy, and I did very well. I ended up as a marketing director for a marketing services company, and one day I realized I was miserable, and I didn't want to do any of that anymore. I wanted to be a radio DJ, so I just abandoned my six-figure career to make $12 an hour part-time and decided to try and build a radio career, which I actually did. It was Chris King in the morning. And then when I realized that that this was not a sustainable life for me, that I needed to pivot again and get a grown-up job. And so I ended up working in the Neuroscience Institute of a hospital. And eventually I decided, you know what, I have an idea of what I want to do. And I think I can make a career essentially monetizing myself. And that's, so I put everything together, and this is what I built with it.
Cool. Very very fun. And what would you say along the way, what were some lessons that you've learned? So what's one or two that really stand out to you?
Oh, wow. Well, I've learned that in order to get what you really want, it's probably going to scare you to death. You're going to need help, and it's going to take longer than you think. So, So I think there is an element of grit that is required that maybe I wasn't expecting. Mm-hmm. The thing that I learned along the way too, in terms of grit in the same area, the second thing was that grit becomes even more necessary once I got to the place that I wanted to be, because the passion becomes the prison. And so you need to be able to push through when the thing that you wanted doesn't seem all that's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. And so that was an interesting kind of awareness for me.
That's great. Yeah, and I think that's so important. And that point about resilience and grit, and it's kind of that stick-to-itiveness, I think. I don't know if that's a real word, but I think that piece is also really important. And yeah, and you know, especially for if you are looking to get out there and do your own thing, realizing that it will take time. It's not going to be instant. It really does take time to build it and then retool it, you know, and figure out, oh, maybe I want to make a change here and kind of refine things along the way. And I always think of it as something that's really living and breathing and is dynamic. So I think that's a real critical point, just to encourage folks to, play the long game. So think about the long term and, you know, what is that you really want to go after, and to not get frustrated if it doesn't happen quickly.
Well, that's very true. And there are ways you can support yourself in speeding the process up a little bit, because, you know, like you said, it's going to take time. Well, you don't have to be one of the reasons that it takes time. Yeah. And so what I learned, something else I learned along the way were things that I couldn't afford. Mm-hmm. If I was going to go after what I really wanted, I could no longer afford the story that I don't deserve it, or I'm not good enough, or I can't, because if you are to be a good steward of what you really want, you just don't get to play that game anymore. Yeah. And it's such a powerful place, because that in and of itself will speed somebody up so much if they're not getting tripped up on their own, you know, their own head trash.
Yeah, that's great. And what else would you say was particularly helpful as you went through these times of change in your career? So when you made the switch from the radio work going into the neuroscience industry and mm-hmm. then into basically being your own boss and starting your organization, what was really helpful for you?
Well, I think living the message certainly helped as I learned this stuff to apply everything. You know, like I said, it can be hard. You know, it was difficult for me when I remember my first what I would call real client. I was sitting across a vice president of a very large international financial institution. Now, at the time, I was broke. I was living out of my car and out of my trunk. I was eating pretty much every other day so I could ration food, and sleeping on my friends' couches. And there I was on the other side of the desk from this guy that was making more money by the minute than I was going to see in a month. And I was telling him how I could help him with his team. Mm-hmm. And I had to know that was true. And it was. Like, I knew it was true. I knew in that moment, I'm good at this and I know I can do this. The current circumstances of my reality are simply results of history. It says nothing about now and moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was a very powerful opportunity for me to get out of my own way and buy into what I knew to be true about myself and about this organization, and let go of all of the excuses that would potentially derail me, or the things that proved or would advocate for the limitations. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big shift. And that person hired me, actually. That's where it all really started.
That's cool. And when you think about that, you know, and not letting the past basically control you and kind of getting away from that negative type of pattern or thought and the I can't. What did you do to help pull yourself out of that to really be able to focus on the future?
Well, I don't know that my way was the right way. It's just the way that I did it. What worked for me was I essentially cut off options. Mm-hmm. This was a fail or die kind of moment. It wasn't like, well, if it doesn't work out, I still have my safe, cushy job. If it didn't work out, I was not going to eat for a while. Yeah. So there, I created a real sense of urgency. One of the things we do with our clients even now is create the sense of urgency without having the real threat of not making your mortgage payment, you know. But so if we can create some real urgency, some real fire, then the chances of success go up exponentially. You know, when given the opportunity of succeed or die, humans tend to succeed. So if you can have that without the real threat of dying, it's a lot a lot easier.
Yeah. Without fully going into fight or flight.
Exactly. You know, if we could keep you out of threat response and moving forward, it's just a lot easier on the nerves. You know,
probably a good thing. Well, that's great. And so thanks so much, Chris, for sharing about your career and that journey and your key takeaways. Really appreciate that for our listeners to hear your story. And it's already time for our next break. So when we come back, Chris and I will answer our career transition question of the month.
Are you feeling challenged or frustrated without a plan for what's next in your career and life? Are you seeing writings on the wall for needing to make a mid to late career change and don't know how or what to do? Coach Lisa Downs of New Aspect Coaching can guide you to what's next, providing a fresh perspective and supporting you to create a clear and compelling vision for your future and a plan to move forward. Call Lisa at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching. Fresh perspectives for your career.
This is Rob Bass, and I want you to tune in to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller, the show that brings joy from pain, sunshine where it rains. Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller. And that's coming from me, Mr. It Takes Two, Rob Bass. Tune in.
Do what Rob Bass says. Take a listen to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller, that's me, Tuesdays from 3 to 4 on KKNW. To find out more information, check out my website, StaceyConnects.com, or text DAMTT to 55678.
Hello, I'm Nathan Mum. Join me and Mike Roday as we host a weekly technology show that talks about technology for the everyday common person. We are a live radio program that airs Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. If you go to facebook.com/techtimeradio, youtube.com/techtimeradio, or twitch.tv/techtimeradio, you can catch us live Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. You can find us at all podcast services online, from Apple to Google and everything in between.
Have a career transition related question or want to share your best or worst job story? Call 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. Just leave a voicemail and we'll answer your question or share your story on a future show. Stay tuned for more Reigniting You with Lisa Downs.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that discusses timely issues and topics around career transition for Gen Xers and boomers. I'm your host, Lisa Downs. We're here with executive and leadership coach Chris King. So Chris, let's get back into it and dive in again here. So our question of the month is, how can I make a major change in my mid to late career when what I want seems unrealistic? So what are your thoughts on that?
You know, in the early 20th century, the country and the world was on a mission to see a human being run a mile in under 4 minutes. This was impossible until May of 1954, Roger Bannister did it. After decades of chasing this record, his record lasted 46 days, because in that moment, it became possible in everybody's mind. And once that happened, we can see that become possible in the real world. So the first step is challenging what you think is possible. because, you know, it's, things are only impossible until they're not. And then they tend to start happening all the time. And it's because of what we now know as the Roger Bannister principle, right? The great thing about this is that the human brain doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality. It only knows what you're telling it. So if you can buy in to the idea that that impossible thing really is possible in some way, shape, or form, even in some fantastic universe that hasn't quite been here yet, but I know it's possible, then you can make it happen.
That's great. And I'm also curious about, so the name of your business is called Status Flow, and I'm curious about the origin story of that. So how did you come up with that name?
Well, it was, it sort of came to me, I guess, you know, because we really are disrupting the status quo, whether that's a person in their individual life, whether it's in a group or a team or even a couple. This is kind of how things have been and how things are. And we went with Status Flow because flow is the delivery vehicle for how we make these impossible things a reality. It's what athletes call being in the zone. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get into the zone because it's driven by human neurochemistry. And so if you know how to drive neurochemistry, you can produce the flow states and make the impossible happen.
Great. And yeah, I think so much of the time, you know, we tend to get stuck in that status quo or thinking that things have to be how they've been up until now, you know, how they've been in the past, when mm-hmm. really it's we are the ones responsible for our reality, I believe. Mm-hmm. And just a matter of, okay, so, you know, what is it that you want to aim for that can help pull you out of that thinking of, no, I have to stay in my comfort zone and status quo. So I imagine mm-hmm. you see that quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. And you're absolutely right. It does start with everything up here. It's a function. Your reality right now is an end result of a map. There's an actual map that as to how your reality is created. And it starts with what we call your belief system. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an operating system in their head, like a phone or a computer. We call it a belief system. And it's been running since about the time you were 6 years old. And the map is that system generates your thoughts. You experience your thoughts as feelings. Mm-hmm. Your feelings then drive your actions. Your actions produce results. And the weird thing is that the results we produce are unconsciously pre-designed to validate the system that started it. So it's a feedback loop going around. So if you can understand where the misalignment is between the reality you have and the reality you want, you can reverse engineer the feedback loop, basically hack your own operating system and recode it to a new reality.
That's really a great way to think about it. And also, you know, you talk about, you use a phrase, renegotiating your existence. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, it is, you know, that's kind of what I'm alluding to here, that your existence as it is, as you perceive it, is malleable. Everything about it can change. Any piece can change. And where we get stuck is in the word trapped, right? Or in the word can't. We say, here's all the reasons I can't. And there are some very simple tools to shift the can't to a possibility because it, again, it's all driven by neurochemistry. Mm-hmm. So there's a simple tool that you can use that will change the way your brain is working, which will open up the doors from can't to maybe. And all of a sudden things start happening.
Yeah. And what's an example or a story that you have in working with someone where they really needed to do a lot of that work around kind of breaking through some of those limiting beliefs and with that operating system in place that they've had for so long?
Yeah, there's a client that we just wrapped up with about a month and a half ago, and she's a business owner. She's been doing well. She has a very nice life. And things were really off. She just wasn't living in the experience she wanted. Everything seemed flat and muted. She had checked all the boxes. I was like, shouldn't this feel better? Like this is all there is, right? But, come to find out that there were ways that she was really holding herself back. Mm-hmm. And here's all the proof that these things are true, right? The brain goes back into history and validates all the things that we believe, right? Yep. So here are the data points, right? And she sent me a text that was so beautiful. She said, you know, I didn't think it was possible, but in 4.5 months, you've doubled our revenues, you've dropped my stress levels, and you probably saved my marriage.
Wow.
She is living in a completely different experience. Now, while her physical world reality hasn't changed that much, she's still in the same house, in the same town, and has the same career, right? Like, that much hasn't changed. But her experience of all that is a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
And feelings drive action. So because how she's feeling in a different, in a completely different space now, she's producing a completely different reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great example and so true about, you know, I think a lot and talk a lot about mind-body connection and, you know, that feelings piece, because so much of the time we kind of get wrapped up in our thoughts, right, and what we think about something, and we don't go down that road of how we're really feeling about something. So whether we are afraid of what would be uncovered if we go down that road, or just, you know, confronting those feelings, and I think that's a really excellent point, too, is that it's so much of it is how you're feeling in the moment and how you're feeling about your circumstances.
Yeah. And it is so important to get awareness around this. This is why awareness training is so important, you know, mindfulness, meditation, whatever. Because feelings are facts about people, right? Now, here's the thing. People, we try and rationalize these things. Humans are not rational. We like to think we are. We're not. Yeah. No, we're just not. And I like to break it down, because sometimes people say, well, I feel like I want to go in this direction. Well, there's no feeling there, right? Mm-hmm. So I break it down, make it really simple. Mad, sad, glad, fear, shame.
Yep.
That's it, right? That's really all there is in the experience. And so if we understand what we're feeling, we can start tracking and start understanding, okay, where am I aligned? Where am I misaligned? And again, they don't have to make sense. They don't have to be justified. They don't have to be explained. I am having this experience. I'm feeling anger. I'm feeling sadness. I'm feeling whatever. This is a fact that needs no explanation. It just is.
Yeah. Yeah. Feelings are not right or wrong, right?
So right. They simply
they
are.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And I, right. I think
Hamlet, for nothing is good nor bad. Thinking makes it so.
That's right. Yeah. And I think we so often get ourselves into trouble judging feelings, right? Judging our feelings, judging other people, you know, their feelings and their reactions, when it's just so. And yeah, there's no good or bad label to assign to it. You know, no judgment needs to be involved there when it seems like we tend to want to do that. And and I'm also wondering, so how is what you do different from things like, you know, there's the theory out there, the positive power of positive thinking. There's books like The Secret and their approach. But how is what you do different from those?
Well, we have a science-backed approach. I mean, as much as, like, I live on the West Side in LA, so we can talk about all the woo-woo hippie stuff all day long. And I can speak that language and run in that world. And at the end of the day, the woo-woo feely stuff, it doesn't produce results. Yeah. So a science-backed approach, I say, well, look, we have a heart-centered foundation and a science-backed approach. So when you want to make shifts, it really is about leveraging everything, including your body, your energy, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, your own neurochemistry. You can't, you know, one of my mentors, Stephen Kotler, who's written a bunch of books on the subject, says you cannot fight your neurochemistry, but you can make it work for you. And so while all of this stuff does have roots in positive psychology, and there is something about the power of positive thinking, because that drives brain chemistry in a certain direction, things like The Secret are also great. The Secret, in my opinion, misses the mark a little bit, because you still have to take action.
Yeah.
You still have, I can't just sit here like, you know, the West Side of I'm manifesting. Well, great. Yeah. But you're going to have to get up and do something, right?
That's
you
got
to
right.
take some action.
You can only sit and manifest for so long.
Right. Right. So we feature a science-backed approach that is actionable on the daily.
That's great. And last question for you is, how can people find you if they'd like to get in touch?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We have a brand new website. It is statusflow.net. I'm very excited about this, because the last moron that built my four websites before was me. And I have no business building websites. So I had website people build the website. So it's very exciting. you know, let the plumbers plumb, as they say.
Yeah.
We're also on Instagram at The Status Flow. And, you know, they can call 323-977-8766.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being here, Chris. It's awesome. And really appreciate you providing your insights and experiences and sharing that wisdom for our audience. So great to have you here.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Yeah, you bet. And it's time to wrap up today's show, and that means it's also time for my reignition recommendation, your weekly career transition tip, regardless of your age, and that is to confront your procrastination gremlin. So by that, I mean, take a serious look at where you're procrastinating. So is that certain tasks? Is it reaching out to people? But things you know you need to do and keep putting off. So really ask the question, you know, what is at the root of the procrastination? So what is really behind that that is preventing you from doing what you need to do and moving forward? So tackle that procrastination gremlin, and you will be well on your way to doing what you need to do for your career transition. Well, thanks, Eric, for your support today, as always. So what's an idea or two that you got from our time with Chris?
Well, you know, I very much enjoyed that conversation. And, you know, he makes a great point about actually having to take action.
Yeah.
You can't just think about stuff. You got to act. And that comes into play with tackling that procrastination gremlin.
Right.
He talked about that is a huge issue for me. So it's something I'm going to be thinking about and working on.
Yeah, great. Yeah, can't put things off forever.
That's true.
And you know, there does come a time, as Chris mentioned too, you know, when we do have to take action, and we just have to figure out what is that baby step, right? So what is that one step, that baby step that you can use to move forward? Take it, because every little bit helps. I was just talking about that on a webinar this morning, right? Take a baby step. And then that way you can celebrate that success to help you move forward too. So thanks for that. A reminder that if you'd like to get in touch with me, just go to yournewaspect.com. You can sign up for my free career tips newsletter that comes out every Monday, and also my career transition readiness quiz that's free for you to take as you'd like to. So just go to yournewaspect.com to get in touch. Well, join us next Wednesday at 3 o'clock when it's time once again for our monthly Ask Lisa episode. To submit a career transition question for me, you can just drop me an email at reignitingyou@gmail.com, or you can give me a call and leave it over voicemail at 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496 to leave a voicemail with your career transition question, and I'll address it next week. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week on Reigniting You.